The U.S. is still trying to work out how to prosecute some terrorism suspects, and the toughest questions have to do with the detainees being held at Guantanamo Bay. The Senate is on track to approve a spending bill that would bar the Obama administration from prosecuting Guantanamo detainees in the U.S. At the same time, the measure also imposes new restrictions on sending terrorism suspects to other countries. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports on how the legislation could complicate an already difficult problem.
When it comes to the prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, nothing seems to go right for the Obama administration. Shortly after taking office, the president promised to close the facility within a year. That deadline came and went with no action. And the attorney general pledged to try the masterminds of the September 11th attacks in New York. That fell apart, too. The latest trouble is legislation coming from Congress, led by members of the president's own party. Laura Murphy runs the Washington Legislative Office of the American Civil Liberties Union.
Congress is attempting to tie the administration's hands and prevent them from upholding the Attorney General's correct decision to try 9/11 suspects in federal criminal courts. And they are trying to force these trials into very flawed military commissions.
The House has already approved a measure that would bar any of the 174 Guantanamo detainees from coming to the U.S. for prosecution in any kind of court, military or civilian. Attorney General Eric Holder says the legislation represents unprecedented meddling by Congress. Decisions about prosecution, Holder says, belong at the Justice Department, not on Capitol Hill.
It simply does not make any sense to take away from the president options that he needs, options that I need to keep the American people safe, to remove from us the ability to use the Article III courts to try terrorists, is an unwise move and puts the American people at risk.
The defense spending bill would also make it harder to send detainees from Guantanamo to third countries, except in rare cases where judges order their release. The Bush administration shipped more than 500 detainees out of the prison with little notice, and Mr. Obama's State Department has moved 66 detainees to other countries since taking office. But under the new congressional proposal, even that operation would more or less grind to a halt, at least for the next fiscal year. Charles Stimson worked on detainee policy during the Bush years, and he's got some choice words for lawmakers.
They don't want to do the hard work of rolling up their sleeves and crafting what many of us have been written and talked about for years, a lawful, durable detainment framework. They want to simply say, this is not our problem, and we don't want them here in the United States.
Stimson and others representing both political parties want the White House and Congress to work together to develop a new law, one that would clarify how to detain terrorism suspects for the long term. But he says no one with any political power has embraced that idea, and the politics could get uglier next year.
I'm quite confident that the Republican-controlled House will hold hearings on why military commissions are the preferable venue to federal trials, probably early on in January or February.
Something else will happen around that time. The only detainee that the Obama Justice Department sent to New York for trial, Ahmed Khalfan Gailani, will appear in court for sentencing on a conspiracy charge in connection with the Africa Embassy bombings in 1998. Gailani faces 20 years to life, a much tougher sentence than most of the men who have been prosecuted in military commissions. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.